Diagnostic TOEFL Test, Section 1. Listening Comprehension. In this section of the test, you will have an opportunity to demonstrate your ability to understand conversations and talks in English. There are three parts to this section, with special directions for each part. Answer all the questions on the basis of what is stated or implied by the speakers in this test. Do not take notes or write in your test book at any time. Do not turn the pages until you are told to do so. Part A. Directions. In Part A, you will hear short conversations between two people. After each conversation, you will hear a question about the conversation. The conversations and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Here is an example. On the recording, you hear,
"What's the weather been like there this winter?"
"About the same as last."
What does the woman mean? In your test book, you read, A. At last, winter is almost over. B. She doesn't like winter weather very much. C. This winter's weather is similar to last winter's weather. D. Winter won't last as long this year as it did last year. You learn from the conversation that the woman thinks the weather this winter is almost the same as the weather last winter. The best answer to the question, "What does the woman mean?" is C. This winter's weather is similar to last winter's weather. Therefore, the correct choice is C. Go on to Part A. Now we will begin Part A with the first conversation. This is the end of Part A. Go on to Part B. Part B. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear longer conversations. After each conversation, you will hear several questions. The conversations and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Remember, you are not allowed to take notes or write in your test book. Go on to Part B. Now we will begin Part B with the first conversation. This is the end of Part B. Go on to Part C. Part C. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short talks. After each talk, you will hear some questions. The talks and the questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your test book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Here is an example. On the recording, you hear, "Listen to an instructor talk to his class about bumblebees."
"The familiar black and yellow bumblebee is often found in fields of red clover. It is the only bee with a tongue long enough to fertilize this plant, so it is impossible to raise red clover where there are no bumblebees. Like the queen wasp, the queen bee is the only member of her colony that lives through the winter. She starts a new colony in her underground nest every spring, by laying from 400 to 1,000 eggs in wax cells or combs. Bumblebees also produce honey. Their nests are often dug up and the contents eaten by bears, mice, and other animals.
Now listen to a sample question. Why is it impossible to raise red clover where there are no bumblebees? In your test book, you read, A. Only bumblebees can fertilize red clover plants. B. Bumblebees protect red clover from plant-eating insects. C. Bumblebees bring water to red clover plants on their tongues. D. Bumblebees keep mice and other animals away from red clover plants. The best answer to the question, why is it impossible to raise red clover where there are no bumblebees, is A. Only bumblebees can fertilize red clover plants. Therefore, the correct choice is A. Now listen to another sample question. According to the speaker, in what way are the queen wasp and the queen bee similar? In your test book, you read, A. They both make honey. B. They both build combs. C. Both of them are found in underground nests. D. They both live through the winter. The best answer to the question, according to the speaker, in what way are the queen wasp and the queen bee similar, is D. They both live through the winter. Therefore, the correct choice is D. Remember, you are not allowed to take notes or write in your test book. Go on to Part C. Now we will begin Part C with the first talk. This is the end of Section 1 of the Diagnostic TOEFL test. Stop work on Section 1 now.